الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الحمد لله It's the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the month of Ramadan has commenced and we as individuals are fortunate enough to experience the month once again. And we know and we hear time and time again that the month of Ramadan is a very, very blessed month. The special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend. And it's a month in which we have been ordained as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fast, to withhold the consumption of any food or any drink, and to make sure that we don't fulfill any of our carnal desires during the day. And this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ultimately, the reason for this is so that we can become from those individuals who have taqwa, who have the ability to refrain from displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who have the ability to become obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carrying out the injunctions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to carry out. In the month of Ramadan, the lack of food, the lack of water, provides us with a certain level of training and provides us and facilitates a certain environment which allows us to easily carry out good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy and His grace, has allowed us and afforded us this opportunity of experiencing this month. And during this month, one is able to easily carry out good deeds. One, because of the fact that the body is, the nourishment of the body is delayed, and there is a lack of food and water for a certain portion of the day. But also because of the environment that we live in, and the environment that's inculcated and cultivated for us. So many people outside of the month of Ramadan won't do those things that they do in the month of Ramadan in terms of good deeds. And those things that we need to refrain from, many people outside of the month of Ramadan, many of us, will do many acts of disobedience outside of the month of Ramadan. But as soon as the month of Ramadan sets in and the announcement is made that it's a month of Ramadan, then we will withhold ourselves. And this quality of carrying out the injunctions and withholding ourselves from committing that sin is exactly what the month of Ramadan is for. So when a person is pondering and thinking, should I sit in front of the TV? Should I commit this disobedience? And it's the month of Ramadan, and he's thinking, no, it's the month of Ramadan, I'm not going to do it in the month of Ramadan. As Muslims, our responsibility and our belief is that we need to refrain and restrain ourselves throughout the 11 months, withstanding the month of Ramadan as well. So in the month of Ramadan, we are extra careful. We are more aware. We refrain from committing sins, and we try to do as much good as possible. We spend more time in the masjid. This is something that we need to increase on outside of the month of Ramadan as well. And why I mention this is because we are in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Yes, we know the days will go very quickly, but we are in the beginning of the month of Ramadan, and it's at this point that we are very aware, and we know that it's just the month of Ramadan that started. And normally as the month progresses, then we may become a little bit more lax, and we may overlook things. But we need to maintain this trajectory and this course of improvement, because this is ultimately what will benefit us outside of the month of Ramadan as well. And our mindset should never be that in the month of Ramadan, I'm going to stay away from sin. But outside of the month of Ramadan, I'll do this outside of the month of Ramadan. Because as a believer, we are believers 24/7, 365 days of the year, throughout our life. And it's the infinite grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us this month and facilitated this environment that He's making us aware. Now, how unfortunate would it be if a person is in the month of Ramadan very good? In the month of Ramadan, he makes sure that he, all of the good practices he does, and he refrains from the wrongs and the ills. But outside of the month of Ramadan, he doesn't. This is a kind of deception to himself. So we need to ask ourselves that, are we believers for the duration of our whole life, or just for the 30 days that come, or the 29 days that come in the year once? This is something that we genuinely need to ask ourselves, honestly need to ask ourselves. Now in the month of Ramadan, there is an opportunity to increase our tilawah, increase our dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase our salah. And one of the actions that we can increase is dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Ad-du'a is worship. And in another narration, Anas radiallahu anhu reports, ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. It's the essence of ibadah, essence of worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us that, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. That call out to me, I will answer. So dua is a worship, number one, to understand. You know, sometimes we may think that dua, I am getting the benefit, I am asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my needs, for the needs of the ummah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified for us that this is also ibadah. That when a person is making dua, he is in ibadah. He is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person to have humility, humbleness before him. To have the complete humbleness and being completely subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing full well that there is no being on the face of the earth or anywhere who can fulfill the needs of this individual besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have various opportunities that at the time of iftar, just before we are going to break our fast, at the time of tahajjud, after maghrib salah, after the awabin salah, all of these deeds we should try and increase. A person shouldn't be stagnant that what he was doing before Ramadan, he's doing the same thing in Ramadan. There should be an increase, and this should then increase year on year, it should be month on month, year on year. So that he is comparing previous Ramadan, how much good deeds was I doing, the previous Ramadan to that, how many good deeds was I doing. So a person, when he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, then he is asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is showing complete humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So in the month of Ramadan, why do we mention this? In the month of Ramadan, we know that when a person is in the masjid, he comes a little bit early, or he sits in the masjid from Asr to Maghrib, and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everybody is making dua, there's an environment there. So we should capitalize on this environment. We should also come and engage in dua at this time, 5-10 minutes before we break our fast, a time when dua is accepted. If we look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would engage in dua daily and many times. We know that at the time of the Battle of Badr, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were camped, and the next day the battle was to start, the army is waiting. They are much more in number. 1 to 3 is the ratio. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the night engages in worship and dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know ad-du'a silahul mu'min is the weapon of a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this weapon, which is dua. Do we use it to our advantage, to our benefit? So when a person in this blessed month engages in dua, he is following in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. We see various of the Anbiya, Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam, and various of the other prophets. We see they mention that they are calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us and facilitated this environment where good deeds are easy or easier, and where a person can bring into his life these good habits, these good deeds, we start, it's a bit difficult to maintain, but once it becomes a habit, it will become second nature to us. And once it becomes second nature, then it becomes much easier for us to carry out good deeds. So if throughout the month of Ramadan, one makes an intention that, you know, I'm going to start making dua. If it's hard for us to sit for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, start with 1 minute. Then increase to 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And slowly, slowly, when we see the manifestation of our dua, what we have asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to fruition, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. Our connection with our Creator will increase. And ultimately, this is our aim, that how can our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase so that we do acts that please Him, and we refrain from acts that displease Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan a fruitful Ramadan for us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that all the good deeds that we do, we carry them on beyond Ramadan and beyond into the final moments of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب
As we know, Alhamdulillah, the masjid has now been open for around 5 years. It's the fifth year, Alhamdulillah. And as we know, there is a general upkeep for the masjid as well and a running cost. And we know that in our own personal lives as well, the costs have increased considerably. And Alhamdulillah, we know that the masjid, mashallah, has many services. There's services for the men and the women. There's classes for the men, for the women. And also we know that the maktab runs and there's various other classes as well that take place. And we know that the community is increasing as well. So I was just speaking the other day that every Ramadan, the first few days in Taraweeh, there'll be more numbers than the previous year in those same days. So Alhamdulillah, the community is increasing and the masjid, mashallah, is benefiting those within the community and around the community. Now, it's our good fortune that if we are also involved in some way, some form, ideally by actually coming to the masjid and primarily by coming to the masjid and taking part in the lessons and the activities and the different programs that take place. And also, as an extension to this, if we can and we have the financial capability, then to support our local masjid is also our responsibility and our benefit. So when we are standing here and we are mentioning, it's a reminder, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that reminders are beneficial to the believers. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you look at the seerah, would also announce and at the time of need, and he would take pledges from sahaba, and the sahaba we know at the time of Tabuk and various other times would give. So it's our responsibility, our good fortune, our benefit to support our local institutes and our local organizations. And if we are within the community of Healy and the wider community, wherever we're from, we have this responsibility and we have this this opportunity to be part of what's taking place in the masjid in terms of reward. So Alhamdulillah, we have a poster that's been circulated, it's on the board as well, where there is a sort of target of 300 individuals to raise £300, primarily for the running of the masjid. So this is a reminder that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use our earnings for His work and for His cause, so that we can benefit in this world and in the hereafter. So brothers are requested to donate generously, and we can take pledges from our family and the wider community as well, inshallah. And inshallah, through this, we can be a part of a good cause, and inshallah this will then benefit us, our children and our progeny as well. As I requested, just to stand up and just to come forward. The space at the back at the moment, but as people will come, then it's better if the sufuf are made. Jazakallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله ولي الصالحين وناصر المستضعفين ومجيب دعوة المضطرين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقال تعالى: وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. أيها المسلمون، إن الدعاء عبارة عن إظهار التذلل والافتقار إلى الله تعالى وعن الاستكانة له والمسألة إياه، وهو عبارة عن التبرؤ من الحول والطول لجميع ما سواه من المخلوقات، وعن استشعار الذلة البشرية أمام قدرة القادر وعزة العزيز، لأنه هو الذي يجيب دعوة المضطرين ويفرج الهموم عن المكروبين. فقال جل وعلا: أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أإله مع الله قليلا ما تذكرون. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الناس، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، خصوصا في فلسطين وفي كل بلاد يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت ولينا ومولاها. يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم. ربنا إنك عفو كريم رحيم، تحب العفو فاعف عنا، تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم وفقنا، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتلاوتنا في آناء الليل وآناء النهار يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا
was requested to straighten the rows, fill in all the gaps, and stand shoulder to shoulder.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين؟ فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين، فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون، الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.